Okay, this next question is about those people who have claimed to have died and gone to heaven. What do I think about all of those claims? Some of those claims are made by people who are non-Christians. For example, Dr. Evan Alexander, in his book, I don't believe he is a Christian, but he claims to have flatlined for quite a period of time. He is a neurosurgeon himself, so looking at his graphs and so on and his chart, he understood what was going on afterwards. Yet he claims that during that period when people thought he was dead and there was nothing going on, that in fact a great deal was going on, that he experienced a realm that was quite paradisical, which was quite beyond the experience of anything in this world. And we also find the Todd Burpo boy in Heaven is for Real, who claims that he went to heaven and saw Jesus. There are all kinds of different books that have been written that people have said they've spent 90 minutes in heaven. Some didn't get as long. Some people got a bit longer in heaven. And they each describe what heaven is like. What about that? What do I think about it? Well, I don't think any of them saw heaven. I don't think any of them saw Jesus. I don't think any of them saw God. I'll tell you why in a minute. That doesn't mean to say that I'm denying that they had experiences. They may well have had experiences. There is every reason within a biblical outlook to believe that what they saw was a manufactured deception by demonic forces that they came into contact with. Now, I'm not saying that these people themselves were demonized, not at all, but I am saying that according to the biblical perspective, the prince of the power of the air is Satan, and he has dominion over this world. He has agents, immaterial demonic agents, who are deceptive, who are able to trick people and delude people, well-meaning people, and would be able to concoct environments and experiences which these people would have and then come back and report upon, and which people would then believe, which would take them away from the biblical portrayal of heaven and the biblical portrayal of Christ and of God. Interestingly, with the Heaven is for Real boy, he was evidently looking around for a picture of the Jesus that he claimed to see, and he found the picture painted by the artistic prodigy Archiana. And Archiana claims to have been on trips to heaven too, and to have painted it. And what's interesting about Archiana is that, again, she's not a believer. She's not a Christian. She believes that basically all faiths believe the same thing. They're all aiming at the same thing. Would that were the case, but that's certainly not the case. So, in the biblical outlook, we would approach it in that kind of fashion. Moreover, we've got biblical reasons for doubting that these people actually experienced heaven. And that is, firstly, because the Bible itself doesn't go into a great deal of detail about heaven. So if the inspired authors didn't go into detail about heaven, why would we think non-inspired, and in fact in some cases non-believing people, would get a a better revelation. Further, though, is the experience of the Apostle Paul in the book of 2 Corinthians. There, he says that he, in fact, did go to heaven, and that he heard things and saw things which are not lawful to be repeated. So here's the apostle to the Gentiles, the great apostle Paul, who wrote 12 of the books of the New Testament, who was prohibited from telling us what he saw and what he heard. Now, if an apostle who wrote so much of the New Testament is not allowed to tell us about heaven, why would we believe that somebody who doesn't have apostolic authority would all of a sudden be given that kind of authority by God? Has God changed his mind? No, that's not the biblical portrayal of God. Has God inspired these different people? Well, no, none of them claims to be inspired, and their portrayals of heaven disagree one with another. So I think the safest ground and the most rational ground is that we say that since the Apostle Paul couldn't describe heaven, and since the New Testament doesn't give us much of a glimpse of heaven, we are better saying that what these individuals claim to have experienced was not heaven. It may have been something else, and I'm not going to say anything other than what I've already said about it. They are no doubt sincere, but as far as they claim to have seen and experienced heaven and met Jesus is concerned, they're sincerely wrong.